Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. Answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're doing well. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live from sunny Southern California. When we were kids, this does sound, I don't want to make it sound like old dad radio, right? Or, you know, like, yeah, we get better when the Lakers and the Celtics and Larry Bird. Larry Bird. And Julius the Doctor Irving, the doctor's in. Like, I don't want to, you know. I mean, this is the, when I go in Red Auerbach. But have you ever done this? Go back through NBA champions. Right, just go look at your list of NBA champions. And it's interesting because there's a parallel here. We just watched the NFL draft. How many first-round draft pick running backs were there? Not one. Go to the NBA draft or look at prospects. You know, Kofi Coburn is an unbelievable talent in college basketball. He's played at Illinois. He's now getting ready for the NBA draft. But you know, I mean, he's a monster. He's 6'10", 6'11", 285. Like, he's a smaller Shaq. I mean, that's kind of how he plays. Obviously not as fast and athletic as Shaq, not as big as Shaq. He's not Shaq. But he's going to be a second-round draft pick. If this were 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, he's a top 10 pick in the league, no question. Oscar Tshiebwe is a rebounding machine for the University of Kentucky. Now, reportedly, he's going to get $2 million with NIL money to stay at Kentucky. And good for him. He's National Player of the Year. But one of the reasons he's going to stay is he wasn't going to be a first-round pick. He's a power forward. He's not a rim protector. He's not a small ball five. So he's not really a perimeter player, but he's very, very good at what he does, but there's just limitations in terms of value. I bring it up because you're likely, you look in the NBA draft, and if you're going to be a big guy, you got to be able to either switch and guard ball screens or sink and protect the rim and roll and dunk. And even those guys, unless you're an absolute freak show, there's not a ton of value early in the draft, right? You want guys, Jason Tatum's, Jaylen Brown's, Devin Booker's. You want guys 6'4 to 6'8, 6'9 that can handle, pass, shoot, score, play on the perimeter facing the basket. Some of that is the rules of the game. Okay? A lot of it is the way the game is officiated as well. You know, in the low post, it's just hand-to-hand combat. Out in the perimeter, can't touch anybody. Right? It's allowed Steph Curry to have a much more impactful career. I mean, look, it's one of the things that's allowed Giannis to be basically LeBron 2.0, where you're just bigger, faster, stronger than everybody. Plus, you're on the perimeter, so you're playing downhill. So they can't put a hand on you. They can't hand check you. They can't steer you over the side. I think it makes for a better watch, but it's also a different game. In football, the same is true with running back. The rules have all changed with the exception of inside the tackles and how you tackle a running back. Just beat you up. So Deebo Samuel's like, no thanks. Throw the ball out to me out here where I can get tackled by one or two guys that are about my size as opposed to being on the inside. And I'm watching Joel Embiid kind of struggle last night. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, you know, recently this has it changed, but you go back to San Antonio even the first time the Heat won the championship, you know, to the Lakers three-peat with Shaq, to the Rockets, to the Lakers, to the Celtics in the 80s, and you used to have a big guy. Now we've gotten to the point, my question is this, and this is a hypothesis. Can you win a championship with your big guy, with your center, who's some sort of new age traditional center? Like Joel Embiid can shoot threes, Jokic can shoot threes, but they're still like five. If that guy's your best player, can you win a championship? And I think the answer is no. It's much like in football, can you win simply being a running team, and can you win being a running team with one running back? I think the answer is no. Byer, I'm interested in your take because of the historic knowledge of so many different things. Do you think you can win an NBA championship with a center as your best player?
Yes, but not in the way that we think of the center. Like, I think you can win one with a five. Does that make sense?
Go on.
So, realistically, Giannis can play the five for Milwaukee, and it went through him. Now, he's not your prototypical center that we'd known in years past. But if he plays that five position...
Right. Well, of course, you have to have somebody, but yes. So, that's the new age, like, right? There's a guy who, he's long enough to defend the rim, but he's really a perimeter player.
Yes.
He's like, if you added 50 pounds to Kevin Durant, you know, that's... Kevin Durant can... Somewhat similarly, but he's a good rebounder, but he's just not thick enough and strong enough. But still, can you win with Embiid? Can you win with Jokic? Can you win with he's not even your best player, but you know, I mean, look at how hard it's been to just win a playoff series when you have Rudy Gobert. And I love that people are talking trash about Rudy Gobert and Shaquille O'Neal. Like look, Shaq was a great dominant player. But the way in which he played, like, it would be hard to play against Gobert the way the game is officiated now. Shaq was not a pick-and-roll guy. Shaq was he'd run the court, he'd just shove and get an offensive rebound, or he'd just beat you on strength, but he also was incredibly quick and active around the basket. But, like, Rudy Gobert is a tremendous low-post defender. Plus, you can hang all over guys, you can be physical with them, and even though Shaq is stronger – you know, you have a good wide base and you get a forearm in a guy, he's not going to do much anyway. I kind of think that's the parallel. Jay Stu, where are you on the new age and whether or not you can win with an big with an Embiid?
Oh, man, this is not my skill set to break this down. I'm fascinated by this conversation between you and Beyer, and I think Beyer just answered my question, because as you were talking, I was like, isn't Giannis considered a big man? But I guess you guys just explained why he's not considered that in a traditional form. But, yeah, it sure seems to be trending the way that you're describing. And my question for you is this. Is it Chet Holmgren? That's the seven-footer out of BYU. I mean, out of Gonzaga. Does he have the kind of game that translates to, like, the new five or the thing that you were just describing? Or is he more of a traditional seven-footer?
No, he's more new age. Okay. He's more new age, but in being new age, he's like a slighter, thinner version of Kevin Durant. Now, he's a much better defensive player and shot blocker. He's got big hands, long arm. You know, he's got what's called functional length. Functional length is from your elbow to the tip of your fingertips, because that's what you really use in basketball. You don't use the other length, whatever. So... he is more new age, but no one knows if he'll ever be able to put on the weight or what that weight will look like. And his shoulders are so thin. Go ahead.
I was going to say he's also 115 pounds.
Yeah. Like, no, he's legit 190 pounds
yeah,
or so.
Yeah.
And so, what he looks like, here's the problem with that. I agree to people like, well, he could be a rim protector. Like, yeah, but you need, there's a certain level of strength that he doesn't have. And he just, his shoulder width is, your shoulders don't just get that much. You can put on some muscle, but they don't get that much wider. He's kind of a little bit of a hunchback. So, yes and no. He's technically, it's like the, I don't know how to pronounce it. There's the, have you seen this French kid who's 7'3"? And can handle and shoot, and he'll be in the draft next year.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right,
like longer last name.
Yes, yeah. Like that's the kind of guy who will be, who will be the next wave of guys. Even then, though, I don't know how they fit in winning an NBA championship. Yes, John Romo.
I believe Bob Lanier. He passed away, I think it was. Was it today, Dan? Former
yesterday.
Milwaukee Bucks yesterday. Yeah, yeah. Now, that was a big man who grabbed rebounds. My question would be, are there, like, Kevin Durant's always been, one of the knocks on him has always been, he's so tall, but yet he doesn't get any rebounds, right? Is that something that big men are losing the sense that they don't grab any rebounds, they don't get the ball? They should be grabbing every rebound off the rim, right? If you're, like, 7 feet tall, right? I mean, you should be out-rebounding everybody, but... Maybe they just don't want to play that type of position anymore. Maybe that's what the problem is with centers these days.
No, the problem is at the defensive end is where do you hide him? Where do you put him? You know, that's really the problem there. So, I mean, if you kind of get right down to it, that's the problem is where do you, like Rudy Gobert, when you go small and he's got to come out in the perimeter and guard. I mean, so let's take the Boston Celtics, right? What changed with the Boston Celtics? What's allowed them to be more competitive in this series? What do you guys think it is?
Well,
who has played really
well?
I'll
tell you, it's the Al Horford game in Game 4 that has been that turned things around in my eyes.
Right, I would completely agree with you. And what's the difference in Al Horford? Is Al Horford now can. He'll stretch out in the corner. Okay, so if you're playing Brook Lopez and he tries to block a shot, they kick it to Al Horford, he's kind of got that funky shot, but it goes in and he's got plenty of time, he's got space. Like, look, that's what saved Brook Lopez's career too. But the problem is that if you don't have guys that can do a little bit of both, who can really play out there, can really move, like it's just hard to hide him. I mean, Jokic is a great shot blocker, has great hands, but it's just hard to hide him defensively because they constantly put you in action where you have to either guard the ball or if you defend the rim, your guy's going to get an open shot. So that, I think, is the is the issue there, to be quite honest with you, Ramos. I don't know. I walked away, and there was so much discussion about injuries and this and that and the MVP award. And I'm just like, look, I love Embiid. I just don't know if you can win a champ. And it's not all him. Part of it's the team. Harden's not as good as he used to be. But can you win with – it's really hard at the end of a game when they're stretching you out to play that kind of center.
It's become such a three-point layup league. And I know there's still teams that use the mid-range. But you would think that, oh, okay, if that happens, then there would be a role for the big man. But that isn't the case to you, what you were just saying, right? I mean, if it's a layup or three league like it is for so many teams now, to the point of having a big man out there on the defensive end, which is amazing. You know, Bobby Portis only played 15 minutes for the Bucks. Brooke Lopez played a lot more, which is amazing that he was on the floor considering what Boston was putting out there. But, yeah, they're just guys that you can't put out there because of the matchups and, you know, dealing with Boston's lineup or dealing with any lineup. But yeah, in what would seem like a layup, if it's a layup or three league, you're like, oh, shooters and big men because you're getting shots at the basket, when that's only half correct. When you have more of a mid-range game, it's almost like the big men are more useful. You even think of someone like Olajuwon or David Robinson, you know, in the 90s, Pat Ewing, the shots that they would hit. Now you don't want a 15-foot baseline fadeaway three, even on, you know, on offense, let alone the problems you talk about on defense.
Yeah, it's
right.
Yes, you're completely right. I mean, like, look, it's not just big guys. Like Carmelo Anthony, even when Carmelo Anthony was peak Carmelo Anthony, he wouldn't fit in this league because he was a great low post scorer, mid-range scorer. He wasn't really a three-point shooter, and he couldn't really guard anybody, you know? So I think it's fascinating. Now, he's evolved into a three-point shooter now, but that's because all the rest of parts of his game he just doesn't have anymore. Still can't guard anybody. So I don't know. When I was watching, that's what I thought last night. I don't know if you guys came away with any of the same conclusion.
I just still can't believe that we would have a player who's an MVP caliber that would have his play affected because he didn't win the award.
I think that's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, and if that would be the case, then that tells you everything you need to know. I don't believe it. It's a very, very long stretch to think that that's where we are. But
yeah, it's not a stretch. I think it's an excuse and it's a joke. But by the way, like, is the MVP that big a thing? I don't remember it being – I've heard people say it used to be a big thing. Like, no, it didn't. Don't get me wrong. There's some ego involved in the award and getting it. But I'm not – how many times you can remember Jordan not getting it and they're like, well, people are just tired of giving it to Jordan, right? I mean, I can't honestly tell you who won the regular season MVP most of the 80s and 90s. You know, I don't know. I didn't even know Kobe only won it once. I mean, I don't remember Kobe being considered the best player in the league, but I also thought, like, he only won it once, and then there was – did Shaq win it once or whatever? Part of Shaq's deal was he was never in shape early in the season. So I think that there's a lot to it there, a good amount to it there. I don't know. I wonder in terms of the future of this league. Like, look, it's really hard to score with your back to the basket when you got a forearm in your chest. And then as soon as you go to shoot now, you know, it's considered – analytics tell you that's not a great shot. You have a body between yourself and the basket. It also limits your – when you're playing in the post, it limits your ability to get a rebound. Like, just kind of give it a simple explanation here for you, Jay Stu. Like, if you're a big guy who plays out around the three-point line, and a shot goes up, you get a running start, and then you can read the basketball in the air. And the defense is inside of you, but they look at the basketball, they have to look at the ball in the air, the shot. Then they have to find you to box out. It's really hard. As opposed to when you're in the post, it's not as good a rebounding position because somebody else shoots, they're already next to you. And so all they have to do is turn around and box you out. So there's a lot of reasons that they've kind of done away with post play. And I just wonder, not just defensively, but also offensively, can you win with a guy who plays in the low post primarily? That part I don't know the answer to. I think the answer is no, but we'll see if I can be proved wrong.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Little snappy tune, Real Big Fish. Song's called Beer. It's a good song. Should be everybody's favorite song. Byer, let's talk about your Bucks tonight. The series is tied at two. It returns to Boston. Remember, Boston has home court advantage. And what's interesting is Still no Chris Middleton, which is a changer. It's honestly, I feel like I could be wrong, but in terms of the national media, I'm sure in Milwaukee they talk about it a ton, you know, and maybe in true NBA circles they talk about it a ton. But I do feel like nationally, there's not a lot of discussion like, hey, you know, they're missing Chris Middleton. He's kind of important, right?
Sure, sure. I think Boston fans would counter and say, like, well, we didn't have Marcus Smart in game two, and the Boston's not going to have Robert Williams again tonight.
So. Yeah, that one's weird, right? Where he's so active, but he's got that knee, and he's going to miss tonight's game, and he's just such an incredibly important rim protector, just a kind of pogo stick athletically. But you don't have, you know, is Bobby Portis hurt? Or why isn't he playing more? Why isn't he shooting more threes? Like, that's weird. But it does, it kind of throws you all out of a loop when you're missing a guy who is 20 a night.
Yeah, right? I was concerned in game three with how they let Boston back into the game. And even though they won that game, you know, Middleton being the closer that he is with the shots. And if you need a shot, he was a guy that could get it for you, and they didn't have that, and they escaped game three. They survived it, but they also blew a lead just like they did in game four. And so there were signs that Drew Holiday was not good in game four offensively. You need him to step up, but there is a gap without Middleton, not to make excuses, but yeah,
it's not,
to your point.
Not, listen, you don't have to feel, and I know, like, fans have, and I'm not saying you're a fan, you are a fan, but you're more than that, right? But people have this, like, well, it's like, look, Chris Middleton's their closing scorer. He's 20 a night. You don't have him at all so far, and there's really not a guy like him on the roster, you know? So it's one thing to be losing a player. It's another thing where you're like, all right, well, here's a lesser version. It, like, if you don't have Dylan Brooks, and I know Desmond Bain hasn't been good, he's got a bad back or whatever, but you can, there's a lot of Dylan Brooks and Desmond Bain, right?
Sure.
You can replace that on some level. You're not replacing Chris Middleton with anybody in that roster.
Yeah.
His skill set doesn't exist on the rest of that roster. So I think that part is,
yep.
Part is super, super.
Wesley good. Matthews is Wesley Matthews. Grayson Allen is Grayson Allen. Pat Connaughton is Pat Connaughton. They are not Chris Middleton.
Yes. Is it? So, all right. So they're 5.5. They're 5.5-point dogs in Boston. Who do you like?
I like the Bucks tonight. Actually, I think that there will be a bounce back. For some reason, they're. Can, after maybe taking some hits, they can bounce back in enemy territory. Won game five in Phoenix last year. So I'll take the Bucks to win straight up tonight.
I like the Bucks in the money line as well. I do. I mean, look, if you're going to give me 5.5, I'd probably bet both, right? Take the Bucks in the money line, then take the Bucks to cover, and the Celtics in the money, you know, and you don't have to take the Celtics in the money line, just the Bucks to cover. But I do think that they win this game. It's one of those, this team's won a championship. You know, Drew Holiday hadn't been great at times in this series. And I think that's it's an interesting one because his shot selection sometimes can be shoddy. Again, because this is what it's like when the number two receiver becomes the number one receiver. It's just different when he tries to be the closer scoring wise, like, when he, as the third best offensive player and a very good passer, he's just in such a much better role. But I'm with you. The championship experience, you see the Celtics, there are times in which Brown hasn't played great, Tatum hasn't played great. And without, I think not having Robert Williams does change them for the worse. I like, and, you know, I don't know if Al Horford's going to give you a game for Al Horford every night that, like, let's be reasonable about it.
Yes.
I think the Bucks win that one. And then you have the Warriors and the Grizzlies. No Ja Morant. Doesn't seem like, you know, and I know it was a very close and competitive game, but the Warriors shot the ball so poorly in game four. Now, the Grizzlies did too, but this one to me doesn't feel like it feels like it'll be close. I think the Warriors will win. Now, there is no line on the game at this time where I'm looking. Do you guys, Do you guys see a
line? I'm seeing a Warriors as a 4-point favorite.
I would take the Warriors. You know, it's 10 in game 10 in game 4. That was just too big. But 4, I'd take the Warriors. I think the Warriors win. I think the Warriors end the series tonight. And I think it's important for them to end the series tonight. You know, you're starting to get a little bit more of the real Klay Thompson. You're starting to get Kuminga has started to kind of play and come into his own more in game 3 than in game 4. And you want to keep those guys, those shooters' legs as fresh as possible, and then you want to hold out hope to get Gary Payton back. So I like the underdog in Boston. I like the favorite on the road in Memphis. That's amazing. We already got the Fox promo, even though we don't have the game. Will Tom Brady broadcast a game and play in a game at the same time? It's more than just mic'd up. Stay tuned for the schedule release party. By the way, I'll be hosting the Herd tomorrow. Byer, you doing the show?
Yes, me and Ryan Hollins.
Tomorrow. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes.
I enjoy Ryan a great deal. Plus, he's like the rest of us, complete goofball. So,
absolutely,
that'll be a good time. So I'll hand off to you two. You two be great. You know what time it is? I think it's time for Two Lies and a Cup. Two Lies and a Cup.
We don't
pretend to care about the hockey, except for the next 3 minutes.
This was the NHL on Fox theme.
Was it?
Yes.
Back when they had the puck that
Yes,
lit up?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. Kind of helped me. You know what's interesting is, like, have you ever tried to watch anything in standard def? How was that good?
I know. It's a different time.
Different time.
Now there's, there's shows where they have the boxes on the side because they don't have the ability to make it the widescreen.
Yeah.
Deal or no deal on game show networks like that for some of their early episodes.
We need to have a game show segment at some point in time. You are a game show savant, and there's a great game show discussion to be had. Game show hierarchy.
I've been wanting to talk. Jason's a big Jeopardy fan. There's a lot to talk about Jeopardy at some point.
I love Jeopardy, but it's like the arrogance of the Jeopardy fan, you know?
I think the game.
I watch Jeopardy. I'm a better person than you.
That's funny. Is it the same arrogance as I read the book guy for
yes.
the movie? Yeah.
Yes.
I think you're right.
It is. My kids were trying to tell me, like, oh, the movies are so much better than the books. I was like, come on.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Never. Almost.
No one actually believes that. That's just, I'm too lazy to read. All right. Two Lies in a Cup. Basically, here's what it is. We tell John three different tales, and he's got to pick out which of the two lies and which is the real story of the Stanley Cup. Dare John Ramos say, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, this is a true story. The rest are lies. The Maple Leaf took a game 5 from the Lightning 4-3 despite 35 shots on goal by the Thunder.
That's why you got to stick to the script.
Maybe not your best read.
Hey, Claude, stick to the script.
It says Thunder on there. It doesn't say Lightning.
Oh, jeez.
Could you rewind that? Let's start over.
It says Thunder. I thought I'm reading the script. You said stick to the script.
Yes, you should have stuck to the script.
So, John, that one obviously isn't the true one, but this one is. Goaltender S. Louis Missouri stopped 29 shots for the Blues in their 5-2 win over the Wild and are now up 3-2 in the series. And I screwed that one up too, so let me reread it. Goaltender S. Louis Missouri stopped 29 shots for the Blues.
These hockey names are tough.
S. Louis Missouri.
And, John, that's all BS from those two. The Hurricanes scored the first 4 goals of the game, including 2 from Seth Jarvis, and took Game 5 from Boston 5-1. So what actually happened last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Well, this is a tough one. One of them is easy, and that's my good friend, St. Louis, Missouri. So that's not true. So Jason's is not true. Doug, I know the Maple Leafs won, but that thing you said at the end, you guys are laughing. I don't know if that's true or not. So I'm going to say that Dan's was true. Doug and Jason were not true.
All right. Doug's scenario, was it true or not?
No.
No, it was not. Doug, you needed to say Tampa Bay. Or excuse me, Claude, you needed to say Tampa Bay. Thunder. We called him the Thunder and not the Lightning. That was the error. And Jason's
story. I didn't say Tampa Bay?
No, you said Lightning. So, which gave it away. Oh, that, yes.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all good.
Claude!
Claude!
Claude, get in here!
Claude. Those are the
they
little.
Send aside the by each.
The little stick.
I read the. I don't speak the English that well, and you ask me to read the English. If it's in French, c'est bon, oui.
The line.
But this is not. This is crap. This writing is. Who writes this stuff?
The line was the Maple
like the
Leafs
copy.
Took Game 5 from Tampa Bay 4-3, despite 35 shots on goal by the Thunder. That's where we tried to trip up John. Jason's line.
No.
Yeah, no, there is no S. Louis, Missouri. That would just be St. Louis, Missouri in a fancy way of saying it. Seth Jarvis is a real guy, even though I tried to throw you a curveball by trying to pronounce it in a tricky way. He did have two goals for the Hurricanes. They are up on Boston after winning last night's Game 5, 5-1. John Ramos has gotten three in a row in two lies, one cut.
Ramos has done it again.
Ramos!
I was watching that game, and Seth Jarvis, you know what the best goal of the night was when he... when he tried to score that goal and it went off the pads of the goaltender, and then everyone just started chopping at the puck until it went into the goal. It was a lot of skill with that goal by Jarvis.
A lot of skill for that goal from Jarvo. I think you guys need to disguise the lies a little bit better.
How about reading the script? That's all that we need.
Blame the writers. Ouch.
It's not me. It's Pierre, man. Why are you guys on to me? Right? Guys, Marty here from Marty and the Sledge. I want you to know, listen, Pierre is really bothered by this. He feels like it's an anti-French sentiment. You know, that's what it is. You know, like you never try and write it in French. You only write it in the King's English. And, you know, look, I've worked years and years on making sure that I pronounce the right emphasis and the right syllable. But you got to give Pierre a little bit of a break here when he's reading something not his second language. I mean, really, if you look at the script, I read Tampa, but it could have said Lightning on there. Right, Pierre? Right. We'll check in with Sledge upcoming. What was Tom Brady doing the day after it announced that he was going to be the highest paid NFL analyst when his football career came to an end? You'll find out next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant.
players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day this time, we get you up to in the stories of the day. We get to the press.
The press.
Dan Byer, go ahead.
Doug, I want to make one point from something you talked about earlier in this show, and that was Reed Detmer's no-hitter last night. What should be noticed, in addition to the no-hitter, was that the Angels had 39,000 there last night on a Tuesday night in May. That's pretty good for a weeknight when school is in session and the Tampa Bay Rays are in town.
Yeah, I mean, a good portion of it. I'm like, look, I will say this. It's not the Dodgers, but they haven't been as good as the Dodgers, and they're not the name of the Dodgers. The Angels draw 3 million fans a year, mm-hmm. and they do have Shohei Ohtani, and they do have who's going to pitch tonight, and they do have Mike Trout. Like, the problem has been the pitching, and they need a new stadium, which is, you know, they finally got that deal to go through. But the problem has been the pitching. It's like the old George Bush when he was running for president. It's the economy, stupid. Right? It's the pitching, stupid. And that's why the no-hitter was so big.
And also, you win free fries, a medium fry at McDonald's, if the Angels won last night, with a minimum $1 purchase. And you have to do it on the McDonald's app. That's a nice, easy promotion. Easy promotion makes you want to do it all the time. Oh, my goodness. All right, Doug. Speaking of baseball, guess what, guys? There was day baseball in the Bronx.
And it swung on, hit in the air to right field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a three-run home run for Gleyber Torres. Gleyber is mastering the stroke to right field. It's Gleyber Day. And like a good Gleyber, Torres is there. A three-run home run. The Yankees take a 3-1 lead.
Can't get right. All right.
Oh, it's Glaber Day.
Of all the things I've ever seen, John just came up with an amazing nickname. Did everybody see what John did? Okay.
Oh, McCann-can. Yes, McCann-can.
John, you're fabulous. I can't believe what you just did.
Oh, man. Oh, it's so good.
It's so bad, it's good.
Oh, you're on the mark, DeShera.
Oh, man. Do you guys remember what happened last month in that Yankees game?
And he hits a drive to left field. That ball going to the wall is gone. A two-run home run for DJ LeMahieu. And the Yankees have an 8-0 lead. Oh, that pretty well seals it.
Oh, geez. I was hoping we would have got something. Do you like that, DJ LeMahieu, Gesundheit? It's like a sneeze.
Yankees win. The Yankees win. Yankees win.
Oh, man. You love some Sterling, though, don't you, Doug?
Oh, I love me some Sterling.
Yeah.
Did you
take off your headset because we were playing John Sterling?
I might have.
Okay.
I might have.
All right.
I think it was like 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago. We can look it up. But he just completely ruined one. It was a fly out to deep right, and he was in the middle of his home run call. And he's like, oh, wait, what happened? And then she says, yeah, it was caught at the wall.
That didn't happen last night.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning walk-off three-run home run by Aaron Judge. He hit it a mile and a half in the left field seats.
That's unofficial.
So
unofficial
Judge,
distance.
A Judgian blast. And here he comes. Here comes the Judge.
He drills
a walk-off three-run, one-out, ninth-inning home run. And the Yankees win the ball game 6-5. All right.
There we go. We haven't done our Sterling fun in a little while. All right, Doug, you can put your headset back on because Tom Brady was back at off-season workouts for the Buccaneers. Yes, appearing today in phase two of the off-season workouts. These are not mandatory. These are voluntary. But Brady showing up today to work out with the Buccaneers.
Look at that. I mean, look, we told – who was it who told the story at Radio Row at the Super Bowl? It was Heineke, right? Taylor Heineke, where he said, you know, he signed a deal with the Patriots on their practice squad. It was like, you know, random week 10 of the season. And he gets in there. He tries to make a good impression at 5:15 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning, and guess who's already there?
Tom Brady.
You know? Yeah, Tom Brady.
It was weird that he was broadcasting today's workouts.
I don't know what was up with that. It did.
Let's throw it down to Tom Brady, who's here with Coach Todd Bowles. I almost said Bruce Arians. Cowboys, by the way, will face the Packers at Lambeau Field in another schedule leak, this one in Week 10.
Roger that.
Sunday, November 13th.
Who's going to be at Lambeau?
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Yes. Is this the first time since the Dez Cotic game?
No, but I think it's the first time since Mike McCarthy. I think.
Yeah. I mean, definitely since Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, these teams end up playing a little bit more often now. But Naomi Osaka has left IMG to start her own agency, Doug, telling Sportico the company will be called Evolve. Mm. So she's now getting into the repping game.
Repping game. That's an interesting one.
And the Bleacher Report says that the Utah Jazz may not blow up their current roster, may keep Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell because the team wants to have two All-Stars for next year's All-Star game in Salt Lake City.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Listen,
the good thing is that Titanic has wonderful silverware, okay? We want to make sure we have the silverware so that when people get the Titanic off the bottom of the Atlantic, they collect the silverware. That's essentially what we're saying. And that's the press. Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Hey, what a great day for baseball, huh? Maybe the Angels will win again and give us something to talk about. No hitter for the Angels. Who would have known? Both Byer and I like the Bucks tonight, and I think we think the Warriors move on. Have a great, safe night. We'll be back tomorrow on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.